Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mabel Chupp, and she is the owner and worker and all kinds of things related to Country Lighthouse Bakery. Good morning to you, Mabel.
Good morning.
I know that a lot of people have begun to get acquainted with you, and maybe they don't know your name or even the name of your business, but they know how good your baked goods taste because you're one of the vendors at Produce in the Park. So we want to know a bit more about you, Mabel. I want to know, initially, when did you start baking? Were you 5 or were you 10? When and how did you start baking?
I actually did not bake much growing up. It was after I was married. I just started baking. We wanted some whole grain food, so I started milling my own wheat and started that, I would say, probably in the early 90s. And we progressed to just baking all of our bread, to buying some and then going back to baking. A friend of mine gave me a good recipe for a many grain. That's one of the deep breads I do make today. Is a many grain base. I start with a many grain base and go from there. And my family really liked that bread. Then in probably over 15 years ago, a little store up there at Woodward called Picket Fence Creamery had some cream that was out of date, and I stuck it in my freezer and I started making sour cream cinnamon rolls for them and to sell in their little country store. The following summer, I started going baking for Jefferson Farmers Market and did at Jefferson up until 2012.
And now here you are in Atlantic at Produce in the Park at the Atlantic City Park on Thursdays. And I know people are really happy to have you there because finding that home-baked bread with that kind of base that you're talking about. Tell us a bit more about it. It's called many grain bread. What are the grains that are in there?
Oh, my.
A long list.
It is. It's a long list. Oats, flax seed, sesame, sunflower seeds. I don't have a list in front of me.
Okay, that's okay. It is obviously a healthier bread because it has all of those. It probably has a little more texture to it. I mean, some people think, I remember an uncle of mine who always had to eat homemade bread was just thrilled when he got to eat baked or boughten bread because it was that fine grain. It was more like cake he was eating. So there's that grain difference, but I think more of us really appreciate that in our bread now.
Yes.
So what are some of the other kinds of breads that you make?
The other breads I make are the English muffin bread, which is just like an English muffin you can buy in the store, only it's in a loaf form, cinnamon raisin, and I started making 100% whole wheat butternut squash bread.
Ew.
And dilly bread and Italian bread.
Okay.
Those are my breads I make.
Good. And the dilly bread, I think, that will always used to be a favorite of mine. It's great with cheese on it. That dilly flavor and the cheese just make a great combination. And I'm guessing you've had some people tell you the raisin one is great for toast.
Yes.
Yes.
So the English muffin bread is great for the fact that when you toast it in the morning and then you put your butter on, you don't have the bottom of the muffin to hold the butter in. That butter seeps through into your hand. Then you get to lick your hand when you're done.
And what's better than butter? I tell you, that's great stuff. And, of course, you've expanded beyond the breads. You mentioned the sour cream cinnamon rolls, but you make other kinds of cinnamon rolls also.
Yes, I do. My family's favorite is the pumpkin cinnamon roll. That is the actual name, but anything of mine, if you see pumpkin on the name, it most likely is butternut squash. My family prefers butternut over pumpkin, and so I use that in anything. And the pumpkin cinnamon roll is our family's favorite. And I also can do pecan sticky rolls. I don't do those as often, but I do them upon request. And then I do this at Fruit Crisps. And my girls, who are now starting to venture out, they are doing pies.
Great, because people look for pie, and there are not very many pie bakers anymore. So that's great to have somebody who's willing to put that work in. And actually, it's not as much work as a lot of people think. But when you get into it, I think, Mabel, any kind of baking, almost any kind of cooking, it takes practice. I mean, you get better with practice.
That's right.
And a little faster. And are you one who likes to experiment? I mean, you've talked about these different kinds of bread, and you went from this kind to this kind. Do you like to experiment, or do you like to kind of find a recipe and kind of stick with it?
I am willing to try any recipe. And like you said, it takes experience. So the first batch may not turn out very good. So we may have to experiment and work till we find something so it does work.
So if people want something, they say, I can't find such and such, maybe they should tell you what they're looking for, and you might be willing to work with them to put that together for them. And you also mentioned if there is something that they really want, they should tell you about that.
That's right. I'm willing to try. I tell people, you help me find the recipe you want, and I can give it a try.
All right.
But
very good.
Right now, I have a lady that wants gooseberry pie, and I can't find gooseberries. So.
Okay, listen up, folks. If you know where there are any gooseberries, Mabel needs to know so she can fulfill that request. Now, Mabel, I want to go back to the butternut squash, because butternut squash, it seems to me, can be grown and stored even better than pumpkins. I mean, you can have them all winter long until almost till the next crop. And a lot of people don't realize you could have sweet potatoes, you could have pumpkin, you could have butternut squash. They're pretty much interchangeable.
That's correct.
Yes. So you chose the butternut squash. Have you found any differences in changing recipes that say use pumpkin to those that say use butternut squash, or that you have substituted butternut squash?
I have no idea, because the first time I used it, I just automatically used butternut.
Yep.
Our family does not care for the strong pumpkin.
Ah.
And my mother-in-law taught, we never liked pumpkin pie, and she always made it with butternut squash, and we liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And so from then on, I don't even grow pumpkin in my garden. I just do butternut squash.
Mm-hmm. And I found in my short bit of experimenting, that's pretty much you just substitute across the board. And you could do pumpkin bars but use butternut squash. You could do pumpkin pie but use butternut squash. So if people want to see how that tastes, or taste it, not just see, they need to stop by and buy some of those labeled pumpkin cinnamon rolls. But there is on the label says it's butternut squash.
Right.
So I want to talk just a little bit, too, about, you said your girls are doing pies, and I know they help with other things, but you also have a son who gets involved at Produce in the Park.
Yes, he inherited some rocks, geodes, and, oh my, what's the other name?
Well, he's the expert. We need to ask him. Right.
And he inherited them from his grandpa. His grandpa was a rock hound, and his grandpa lost. He had to get rid of them, and so he had to go. They had to go somewhere, and Timothy was pretty excited to take the rocks, and he started bringing them to the. Well, we had a garage sale one time, and he was able to start selling rocks there. He goes, Mom, can I take them to Farmer's Market? And I said, fine. So he brings rocks and puppy treats to Farmer's Market. He bakes his puppy treats.
That's great. And it's I think, really positive. We have several young people who do sell it at Produce in the Park. And it's just a good experience for everybody. And if you want to know about rocks, Timothy's the person to ask, because he knows what he's talking about. And if you want a pretty rock to take home, you could do that. Now, really quickly, your daughter also is doing cards.
Yes.
I wanted to mention that.
Yeah, she has taken some pictures of some of our baked goods, some flowers, and some scenery, and she's put them on cards for you to add your little note of encouragement or thanks, and you can send on to your special people.
Yes, they are special cards because they come from somebody who has special talent to do that photography. So we want to invite folks to stop by and see you at Produce in the Park or contact you at Country Lighthouse Bakery, which is located in Cumberland. If you need that phone number and so on, give me a call at KJN. Or, again, stop by Produce in the Park. Visit with Mabel and her family to learn more about all the things they do. We want to thank you very much, Mabel Chupp of Country Lighthouse Bakery, for visiting with us.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought from Abraham Lincoln. The greatest fine art of the future will be the making of a comfortable living from a small piece of land.